This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm still processing Mike's call there about, imagine, just think of that, your 21st birthday, and obviously World War II, these guys were 17, some of them lying so they could go serve their country, so they were, it was supposed to be 18, but they lied about their birthday so they could go at 17, 18, 19 years old, and you're on the beaches of Normandy, you're fighting that battle in World War II. And how about same thing with Mike? Calls and tells a story about 21st birthday spent for the first day in Vietnam, and thinking today about someone they left behind who's either MIA or KIA, Delane Zupke. Wow, pretty incredible, it really is. So we're going to add that story if you want to hear it again to our new news report. We sent out an email. I don't talk about it a lot, but just don't have enough time to talk about it all. But we send out an email blast every day with highlights from the show. So we'll have a clip of Hogan Gidley, the deputy press secretary. We'll have the Vietnam one. We'll have several clips from Senator Kramer, and our upcoming talk radio town hall is an example. So if you'd like that and want to copy that, want to be added to that, just email me, Scott H. at flagfamily.com, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. We'll add you to it for sure. So, some of the things, you know, Todd has in the news, you hear those too from the show, and different things that, that happen. Can't always catch everything, right? So let's get cranking with another hour of What's on Your Mind. This time it's the Talk Radio Town Hall and Senator Kevin Kramer. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Well, I just spent the break reading, and I didn't even quite finish, and that was a good 6-7 minute break. This profile of you in E&E, which is pretty extraordinary. We like it when some of North Dakota's best get the attention they deserve in the swamp. So that's good news.
It didn't sound as impressive when you put it that way, however.
What didn't?
Some of North Dakota's best get the attention they deserve in the swamp.
In the swamp, I know, even the swamp, you know, this blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while kind of deal, you know.
Okay, so, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was a nice piece, and the author of it is somebody I've been interviewed by many times since I got to Congress, George K. Link. He knows his energy and environmental issues. He's a very thorough writer. He pretty much always gets it right, near as I can recall.
Yeah, that's rare. That's rare in the media. In the media world, for sure.
It is, but and actually what's interesting about E&E, for people that don't know, E&E is Energy and Environment. It's a daily, very large, daily, I don't want to call it a rag, but it's like a digital newsletter, if you will. But it's substantive news on everything from, you know, the Department of Energy to energy policy to energy, a lot of regulatory news, obviously.
I mean, I'm joking when I say the swamp, because it's obviously media attention in the swamp. But in this case, you're right. I mean, they're a credible publication. They're sort of a go-to publication on energy and environmental issues. So it's a big deal.
They are, but they also have a very strong left lean. Imagine that. They do a piece within Energy and Environment called Climate Wire that's just unbelievable. And anyway, it's a subscription only piece, and until it's been out a while, then it'll get picked up by other entities. But George does a good job. I've always appreciated him, and he gives some nice pieces.
You know, what I took away from it was an interesting thought, I guess I hadn't considered, and that was, while you were critical, obviously, of the Green New Deal, you're saying it presents a heck of an opportunity.
That's right.
Explain that.
Yeah, so, you know, we're now truly in a divided government, right? I mean, we did on a number of things when we had the House, Senate, and the presidency, thanks mainly to President Trump and to his deregulatory agenda, we're able to roll back a lot of things. Thank God, the Clean Power Plan, Waters of the U.S., things like that, as well as some other smaller things. But now that we have a Democratic-controlled House and a Republican-controlled Senate, and you have people like Speaker Ocasio-Cortez, I'm sorry, Speaker Pelosi, and you have Chuck Schumer in the Senate, and you have 60-vote margin, all of these things, you have people who really have an agenda, and they really want to get certain things done. They can't get them done without us. We have things we want to get done. We can't get them done without them. And the founders, of course, created a bicameral, three co-equal branches of government specifically for the purposes of not having concentrated power, but rather have, you know, forcing the issue of, you know, some bargaining and negotiating and compromise when necessary. And, you know, it seems to me that this is the chance for those of us who love carbon capture, utilization, storage as a solution, for those of us who think that, you know, technology and innovation is you know, the answer. For those of us who have a lot of resources on top of and above the ground, like we do in North Dakota, siting of things like pipelines, gathering systems, transmission lines, you know, wind farms, all of that requires a lot of regulatory reform as well. And some of these things, some of these issues are actually consistent with what people that want a Green New Deal, for example, taking the most extreme example, want as well. So what I'm saying is, hey, we have an opportunity in this divided government to say, hey, you need me for some things, I need you for some things, what are the things that we can agree on, and then what are you willing to give me, and what do you require in return, and those kinds of things that sound sort of crass to some people, but that's the system that, again, that's the system that our founders created, and so that's, I'm trying to see the glasses half full.
All right, let's see here. We have some calls to get to on the program, 800-228-0550. Where's Harold and Reeder? I don't see him anymore. I don't know if my computer's glitching up here on me or what, but Harold and Reeder was first. I'll just paraphrase his question and call back, Harold, if you want, and then we'll go to Tom and Grand Forks next for a question for Senator Kramer. We've been asking a question, what should be priority one for the Trump administration now that the Mueller report is out? Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you prioritize? What do you do? And the sense I'm getting, and I don't know what Harold was going to contribute to this, but the sense I'm getting from the callers we've talked to so far, the texts that are coming in this conversation is that if you don't reestablish the rule of law, if you don't set some just basic parameters on decency and morality and, okay, you follow the law and you don't use an administration's intelligence powers they did in the Obama era, to, you know, spy on this president and cook up what they did, then how can you ever do health care or build the wall or anything else? Because they're just going to keep coming at you. In other words, they darn near took you out with a bazooka. So take down the bazooka or you're toast. What do you say to that?
Okay, Scott, why don't you just take the rest of the hour off and just open it wide and I'm just going to talk now, okay? Because I think I'm not surprised, frankly, that you're hearing this from your listeners. And I think it's always dangerous to say what's priority one because, you know, priorities change week to week, day to day, and you don't want to get too locked in. We have lots of things. National defense obviously needs to be rebuilt. We have an infrastructure that needs to be rebuilt. Lots of priorities. But none of them count for anything or will ever be accomplished if we don't reestablish to the point the rule of law and what you're talking about. I know we've been through this for 2 years. I know that we got, you know, a good Mueller report. I say we being the people of the United States of America. But it did illustrate the massive problem of an administrative state, an agency, the most powerful law enforcement agency in the world, working with the most powerful intelligence agencies in the world, that forced a two-year, $30 million thorough investigation into collusion with a special counsel with zero evidence to even start the investigation, much less to have zero evidence after the investigation. In other words, what we have to somehow get to the bottom of this and reestablish rule of law. Otherwise, what's to say the FBI doesn't get involved in my next campaign or the next presidential campaign? For all we know, maybe they were manipulating previous presidential campaigns. We just didn't know about it. Who knows? But I do think it's really important for the sake of the Republic that we find out whose calls were being made that allowed a partisanly paid for campaign dossier to be the evidence that leads to a special counsel and leads to all of this expenditure and, by the way, stress on the country.
So is he wrong to want to fight that battle to
no.
make sure that boil is lanced before you, while at the same time going on to these other priorities?
Well, yeah, that's what. Thanks for that question, because I don't think it's the one thing, but it is a very high priority. I think you can see from Chairman Lindsey Graham's statements that he wants to get to the bottom of this. I think he has to. I think we have a good Attorney General now, and Bill Barr. Tragically, for the first couple of years of the Trump administration, we did not have a good Attorney General. We had somebody who, when he recused himself from the investigation of all things Russia, he basically recused himself from the job of Attorney General and heading up the Department of Justice. And he allowed the very people who were involved in the campaign side of it to continue. And we just dragged the country through the mud, and the president through the mud. We need to, as President Trump says, never let this happen to another president. And I say to anybody.
All right, folks, your questions take priority over mine. That's tops on the list right now. Tom and Grant Forks, when we come back, Roger and Fargo behind that. And then we're going to go to Yuma, Arizona, and Allen. We love it when folks call from all over on What's on Your Mind. More coming up.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Austin Langley of Warwick. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 8th through the 12th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses for soy, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 8th. Log on to NorthDakotaSoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You should never go through a winter without a hot spring spa. This winter has been epic. Cold, blizzards, snow, ridiculous. I've been out in 30 below weather in a hot tub and loved every minute of it. The colder it was, the more I enjoyed it. Am I alone?
No, I think, a lot of our customers call this hot tub season because it does get you outside. It feels great. Again, the colder, the better. Now, hot tub season should really be every day because it is every day made better when you sit in this product. And I can't stress that enough. We're better physically. We are better mentally. We're better relationally. We're better. And it's truly, with our financing going on, it is truly less than a cup of coffee a day.
Financing Vince talking about is a great deal. 60 months, no interest. Your first payment, not for 6 months, or the 12 months, no interest, no payment deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too. Online at HotSpringND.com. HotSpringND.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everywhere I go, people say, What's Todd driving? What's Todd driving? That's what they ask me, Todd.
What's Todd driving?
Yeah. See, there's somebody else. Just want to know what you're driving. What are you driving anyway, Todd? What are you driving?
He's driving it now, actually.
Yeah, right.
He might have driven it away from the station.
He's driven it away.
Yeah. Well, it's so comfortable. I mean, why not?
Yeah, it's about put to sleep, right?
You need seats, and, you know, if you put that thing on high and you just sit back and get yours at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
And you too can just have that feeling every time you drive.
Exactly. Well, why shouldn't you have that feeling? You only get one life. Why not live like that?
Tom in Grand Forks, go ahead. You're first up here for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Have me on, and good morning, Senator. How you doing?
Morning, Tom. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Say, I got a question. I'm glad you mentioned the rule of law has got to be established in this country. I'd like to know what you're going to do about activist judges like James Quinn Jr. of the Fourth Circuit Court, whom the Senate went ahead and appointed, by the way, who's come out and made several comments hostile to the Second Amendment. Now, another one is U.S. District Judge Beth Bloom. She had an illegal alien in her courtroom who used falsified, forged documents to receive, benefits. All right? These people need to be gotten rid of. She dropped the charges and did not charge him with using forged documents. All right? We need to go. You want to establish rule of law back in this country? You go ahead and get rid of judges like this.
All right. I got the point, Tom. Let's let Senator Cramer address that.
Well, of course, the time to get rid of judges like that is in the confirmation process and in the vetting process by presidents. And so, once they're a judge, there is impeachment for judges. That is not impossible. But it would be a bar, a standard that would be pretty much impossible in a divided government, short of, you know, some vicious crime that was, that was so clear that the person would probably step down anyway. So this is why, by the way, the rule change that Mitch McConnell and, the Republican senators are going to put forward here in the next week or two to change the rules from a 30 hours of debate for post-cloture to 2 hours is going to allow us to get to a lot of the judges that are in the queue right now and get them confirmed, because up to this point, the Democrats have been requiring 30 hours of debate on every single, I'm not talking about Supreme Court or even appellate court judges. We've now confirmed 37 Trump appointees to the appellate courts. But for district courts and sub-cabinet members, undersecretaries, deputy undersecretaries, assistants to the deputy undersecretaries, general counsels, yesterday it was the Federal Highway Administrator. Non-controversial in most cases. They've hold it up for 30 hours of debate time, which means you can't do anything else for those 30 hours.
So it's just, that's just pure, is it strategy to make sure the Trump administration doesn't run efficiently and doesn't have the people they need?
Absolutely. That, and to make sure that they don't fill the courts with conservative judges who interpret the law rather than make the laws.
And then you also slow everything down in the Senate then, even more.
Right. That's the other thing. You stop the Senate from functioning on the floor. So we're going to forward the rules, lower it to 2 hours, which, by the way, is what it was for Obama, which Republicans agreed to. So it's not like a new revolutionary type of thing. It's not slap to the Constitution or the rich traditions of the Senate. It's a response to an abuse by the minority party. If it doesn't get 60 votes, then we'll bring it up as a straight party rule. 50 Republican senators can do it unilaterally. We prefer it to be a long-term, what's called a standing rule, that would be, we would live with, if we become the minority with a Democratic president, just as easily as they have to live with it now.
Sure. Tom, thanks for the call, by the way. And, Senator, real quick on the Green New Deal, obviously there was a lot of hullabaloo about Senator McConnell pulling a fast one, some called it. I loved it, putting the Democrats on the record. Are you for? Are you against the Green New Deal? Just tell us. And some folks think, AOC, kind of did a fast one by saying, go to everybody, tell them to vote present. So, didn't have the effect it was supposed to have. What's your take?
Well, my take is that 13 Democratic senators, which, a total of one-fourth of the Democratic senators and a third of the Democratic House members co-sponsored this resolution. Not one voted for it. And I think it illustrates just how silly it really, really was. So I think Mitch McConnell and Republicans made exactly the point that we needed to make. While not a single member, including not one of the authors or the co-sponsors, voted for something that they had a rally for just moments before going to the floor for the vote, they rallied for the Green New Deal that they then voted present on. But every Republican in the Senate voted against it, and so did four Democrats. So there were more Democrats that voted against the Green New Deal than voted for the Green New Deal.
Yeah.
If she was hoping to make a point, thank you very much, Speaker Ocasio-Cortez.
I'm sensing a theme on the new speaker. Roger in Fargo. Go ahead for Senator Kevin Cramer. You're up.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I think I already know the answer to this, but my question is simple. Is why isn't there a law that simply says to get any type of welfare benefits or be on social benefits, you have to be an American citizen? It seems simple to me, and it seems like it would help cut down on illegal immigration.
Well, that and several others that have become a pull. I think, Roger, because of the same reason that a lot of things aren't illegal anymore, they've become so accepted that they've become traditions. They've almost become law by just virtue of it happening over and over and over again, it becoming habitual. America's Constitution protects American citizens. It has some protections for others as well. And so that's been translated properly over the years until it became abused over the years. And so to the point now where I don't know what the cost per illegal alien is that ends up staying here, but I've heard numbers as high as $150,000 per alien. Think about this, and if you look at the statistics, and there's a story out just this week, you probably saw it, I read it in the Washington Post, about that the U.S. has hit the breaking point at border immigration surge. And this is Washington Post, and this is, of course, our Customs and Border Protection people saying this. The reason is, to Roger's point, because it's become very productive for people to walk all the way across Mexico from their Central American homes with children, whether it's their children or somebody else's children, and because our laws attract them. And if you look at a chart, and I wish I had one right in front of me, maybe we could post it later, but if you look at the chart of illegal family or illegal, DACA, remember DACA? That's the one, the order, the executive order that now we can't overturn. Can you imagine that, an executive order by a president that another president can't overturn, thanks to a liberal judges, activist judges in California? But that's the unaccompanied children that have come across that get protection here in the United States. When you look at that, when that order happened, this is when the spike of children coming across began. And then you saw this Flores amendment, or this Flores decision, court decision, that said you can't separate families or children for longer than 20 days or whatever the actual language is. I don't remember.
Well, that's got to be the real reason for this breaking point, isn't it?
Well, that's
right.
And that's
because, number one, it's a draw. They're coming because they know that's how it works. More after this. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it. Alan, you're next.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. It's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump not mincing words at a campaign-style rally last night. Literally not mincing words.
Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous
The president telling that crowd at Grand Rapids, Michigan, that members of Congress who accused his campaign of colluding with Russia must now be held accountable, saying that the long investigation into his campaign caused tremendous damage to the country and cost millions of dollars, and no collusion was found. British lawmakers are about to vote on another version of Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal, the vote marking a third and potentially final time. Parliament will vote on it. If it passes, the UK will leave the EU on May 22nd. If not, it will need to decide how to leave the EU before April 12th, with or without a deal. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Feeling great today. Feeling great that we got a chance to thank veterans, specifically Vietnam veterans, on this National Vietnam Veteran Day. You know, really, I'd love to have a conversation with some just rabid Trump hater out there and say, you know, okay, you don't like President Trump for this, that, the other thing. Do you know he is the first president to declare a National Vietnam Veterans Day? Why do you think it took the 45th president of the United States to allow us to have a National Vietnam Veterans Day, where we actually can say thank you to Vietnam veterans who weren't thanked, by the way, because of the ridiculous swamp back in the, you know, 60s and 70s. I mean, phenomenal. So, National Veterans Day. Kevin, I was going to mention this earlier before we finish our conversation on the border. We had a call earlier from a gentleman listening from North Dakota, but he was down in Florida or Arizona, I forget, and he's listening, and he called and he said, he appreciated the fact that we brought up National Vietnam Veterans Day, and it's also North Dakota Vietnam Veterans Day. And he said that he arrived in Vietnam on his 21st birthday, but something that he'd never forgot was one of his fellow North Dakotans there in his unit, someone by the name of Delane Zubke, from Grassy Butte, North Dakota, left the perimeter one time and never came back. And said to this day they don't know MIA, KIA, whatever, but he's never been found. And you know, his voice is cracking, and he's saying, I'm thinking about him today, you know. And so a National Vietnam Veterans Day gives us a chance to you know, to think about those things and remember folks, and for those that are they're here now, say thanks, right?
That's exactly right. And by the way, with that in mind, you know, anybody that's new to this show maybe doesn't remember this, but it was on this show, while we were doing Talk Radio Town Hall, that the son-in-law of a Fargo veteran called in to ask about why haven't the 74 sailors who perished on the Frank E. Evans, the USS Frank E. Evans, why didn't they get their names on the Vietnam Memorial? And that was the first I'd ever heard of it, and I started digging into it. And it infuriated me that they weren't, and I won't go through the whole story now unless somebody wants to, but
we actually told the story on Monday, you know, yeah, because it is a great one. And the reason I bring it up is because I tell people you can call about anything. You don't have to call about, you know, what's in the newspaper today or on the evening news. I mean, you can call about anything. And that was a great example of somebody saying, hey, Kevin, this isn't right, is it? And you're like, yeah, it's not right. Let's dig into it. And next thing you know, you know, there's a change happening. So,
And frankly, you know, what's interesting about that is we're coming up on 50 years. Well, we've had 50 years, so commemorations of various benchmarks throughout the Vietnam War, of course. And we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of the Frankie Evans sinking and the 74 lost souls. And so, you know, while we were able to get in the Defense Authorization Act that passed the House last year, the Senate was unable to get it in there. Well, I went to a couple of Democratic senators that I work with, that I serve on committees with, and Kirsten Gillibrand from New York, somebody that most people would say, oh, Kramer and her are never going to get along. Well, the reality is, well, we get along just fine. And her and I have sponsored that bill again. And we're working on some, you know, working on a strategy for that. It's nothing's easy around here. But I'm going to fight that fight until we get it done, until those 74 sailors get their names on that Vietnam wall. It should have been on there 40, you know, when the wall was first put up. It's kind of a quirk in the regulations and whatnot, but I've been honored to be able to carry that ball, having known nobody previous to that call that day on this show.
By the way, we're brought to you today in part by our friends at Pipers. Last week, Thursday, big machinery auction out in Steele, North Dakota. There's another one coming up. Get this on your calendar, Friday, April 12th, Bowman, North Dakota. In fact, Kevin said, which one do you want to go to, Scott, Steele or Bowman? I said, well, I've been to Steele a million times. I love Steele. It's a great facility there. How about Bowman? I'm ashamed to admit this, but I've never been to Bowman. So now I get to go to Bowman. On the 12th of April, 10 a.m., the 2019 Western Dakota Machinery Auction. If you go to pipers.com, you get the whole list of the auction items. Call for a catalog if you don't have one, 877-700-4099, online at pipers.com. So to finish just from that thought before, when you're talking about the breaking point that we learn from Customs and Border Patrol. And your heart just aches to hear them have to say we're at our breaking point here. I mean, do something, right? And one of the big problems, and I found this directly from then when I was in Arizona looking at what Tommy Fisher's operation could do to end some of this nonsense and actually talking to Border Patrol agents, and they were saying, hey, February, big spike, and of course now we have the single biggest day in 10 years of people crossing. The reason is this middle class of Mexico is being exploited by these traffickers, and they get them work with fake documents and everything else after they are let go because they turn themselves in on the border. They're detained, but they can only be detained for 20 days. We have so many of them, we have to let them go, and they're into the country. So my big question is, how do we not recognize this as an emergency and saying, sorry, we're not going to let them out in 20 days. Let's stop that. I don't know if that's a court thing or if that's a space thing. Why is that happening?
So there's a couple of things. It could be a space thing, but do we really want to build space? You know, do we want to build detention centers for, you know, an endless supply? Just to give a little history, it was in 2012 that President Obama announced this DACA, the Deferred Action for Child Arrivals. And then you saw a spike. 2 years later, no surprise, 2014, that's when President Obama declared a, quote, humanitarian crisis. Does that sound familiar to anybody? When it reached 120,000. And then there was the Flores decision I talked about, and of course now it's just gone, it has skyrocketed. So there's a couple things. There's a policy problem with regard to the DACA, with regard to the Flores decision. Those are policy issues. They're certainly, we need to eliminate the draw, I call it, or the pull here. It's just simple policy issues. Scott, and the other thing is we have different policies for Mexicans across the border as opposed to people who aren't Mexican. So if people from Central America,
Why?
Because they're our neighbor, I suppose, and maybe there's some sense to that. But not when it's abused like this is. And now you have, let's go to where we started: law and order. That's complete disregard for law and order in this country, to the point where we have mayors and governors of entire states declaring the sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, and so, you know, you're protected if you're here illegally in ways that American citizens would never be protected, as we know, and we hear the stories over and over and over again. So yeah, there's policies at every level that need to be changed, including at the federal level, and in the meantime, we also ought to have an all the above enforcement strategy right at the border. Not, yes, that includes building some more detention facilities, more beds, more barriers, using technology, more boots on the ground, but everything you do makes the other things you do work better and more efficiently.
Well, most importantly, the border wall, right? I mean, you have the border wall. A lot of all those pain points go away. Let's go to Alan in Yuma, Arizona, next for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're up, Alan, for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello?
Alan, go ahead. You're up.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yeah, Alan, your question for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I saw you had a newscast down here last night, and the headline in the paper this morning, they've run out of room, and they're releasing 200 immigrants a day into the community. And so they were appealing for humanitarian assistance because it's just being overwhelmed.
And yet it's not an emergency. It's not a crisis. It's amazing to me that liberals have so little compassion for people and so little regard for the rule of law and for our own country that they would fight the president on his declaration.
These people that are coming, they have nothing. So they said they need just basic human necessities, toiletries, everything, and there's no way they can handle these 200 people a day being released into the community.
No, I appreciate the on-the-ground assessment of it, Alan. You're right on point, and this is why we have to act, and it's why we have to act quickly.
Thanks for the call. Glenn and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Senator, I served on the Frankie Evans for three years and got discharged just months before the accident. I knew 22 of the 74 personally, and one of them was a very good friend of mine. I really appreciate you fighting for this. I've always thought that they should have been on the wall because we wouldn't have been in the area had it not been for the Vietnam War.
Well, that's just it. And so that people understand what we're talking about, the Frankie Evans, of course, was a ship. It was in the combat zone, of course, fighting the war. The rule for the memorial wall is that if the accident would have had to have occurred in the combat zone or on the way to the combat zone. Well, what the differentiation here is, the technical differentiation is, they were in the combat zone. They left the combat zone to do exercises with other navies, Australia and New Zealand specifically, and then going back to fight. And it was after crossing out of the combat zone during the exercise with other navies prior to going back into combat that the accident occurred and 74 lives were lost. Now, I'm sorry, but that is the ultimate sacrifice for this country. And the fact that we wouldn't put their names on the Vietnam Memorial Wall because they didn't meet some technical definition is mind-boggling to me. And I understand there are a lot of bureaucracies here that are at work that oppose this thing. It's hard, right? It's hard. The Park Service, it would be hard. You'd have to maybe remove a panel and put another one in. You're going to have to do something. You have to add 74 names somehow. But you know what? A lot of people do hard things, not the least of which is go to war. And so to somehow suggest that we shouldn't do it because it's hard or because there's some paperwork that has to be done at the Department of Defense or because there might be other claims from people who had similar circumstances, although I've never heard any. It just seems like a very lame reason not to do the right thing some 50 years later.
Appreciate that call very much. Thanks a lot. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Harold and Reeder is back. I get you in here quick. Harold, go ahead.
There's an article on ZeroHedge.com this morning talking about Mexico's turn from being a 50-year exporter of oil to now being an importer of oil, and it goes on to discuss the negative implications for the public sector financing. So they were going to be running out of money for their public, and I think you're going to see your immigration flood turn into a tsunami.
Interesting take on what's to come for the economy in Mexico. Here, we'll give Senator Kramer a chance to respond to that after the break and more of your calls. Last segment, so get those calls in now, 800-228-0550.
Oh, yes, it's Matt, the pizza guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. The craziness of March begins this week as Hoops Mania jumps into full swing. Which 12 seed do you have getting the upset?
Hey, who do you have making a run and going all the way?
Hey, which Pizza Corner Pizza you want me to bring? Are all questions tossed around endlessly over the next several weeks, leading to less productive and unfocused work days, but certainly great memories. And although I can't answer the first two questions, I've got several for the last. A Pizza Corner sausage pepperoni to slam dunk, a deliciously supreme is a game winner, and you can't defend the chicken Alfredo. Score a Pizza Corner Pizza from your local grocery store today.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crew, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crew. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
MyPillow.com is the place you'll find Mike Lindell's Giza Dream Sheets. There's a lot of reasons to buy products from MyPillow because they are the best of the best. We hear it all the time from our audience. They've been one of our fine sponsors for a long, long time. And the products are revolutionary. They just do it better than anybody else. One of the reasons I love buying from MyPillow is because of Mike Lindell's heart. This guy is just amazing. In fact, this movie somebody called about earlier today that I'm going to see this weekend, Unplanned, the story of Abby Johnson. Michael Lindell put $1 million in to make that happen. You know, so he's one of us. He really is. MyPillow.com, Giza Dream Sheets. Giza is the name for the Mediterranean region where they grow this kind of cotton. It's just phenomenal. And they put it into the sheets. Lots of colors to choose from. 30% off. Use the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or 800-506-9028. Question came in during the break for Kevin. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
I asked Senator Kramer about what he thinks about Trump just completely shutting the border down until we get the wall bit built and get things under control. It's a disaster. Everybody's overwhelmed with people. Just shut the whole thing down until we can get it together. Thanks. Bye.
President mentioned this last night in his rally in Michigan. Excuse me. And he said even, you know, hey, one way we could get at the make this problem go away is we won't bring their cars in anymore because we import a lot of their cars. Now, could you do that? I mean, in other words, I understand shutting down the border as in we're not letting people in. Can you shut down the border and say we're not letting their products in as well?
Yeah, good. I suppose you could do that. I mean, presidents have a great deal of authority over what comes in into the country. But so I've not thought a lot about that, but if whether you could just shut down everything that crosses the border, I think one thing this president's really good at is throwing out the rhetoric, the bomb, and the, you know, what could happen in hopes that somebody responds more favorably and makes sure that they prevent that thing from happening. And I'm sure that's part of what he's doing. He's sending some strong signals. Now, I'd have to think through the wisdom of shutting down the entire border because obviously a lot of commerce goes back and forth. Obviously, the United States economy depends a lot on products from Mexico and, of course, selling products to Mexico. That's why we have a NAFTA 2.0, otherwise known as USMCA, that we'll hopefully be voting on before too long. But
I would assume there would be rules in that would prevent. So, okay, hey, we got a deal on how we trade, but we've got a border crisis, so we're shutting down the border and your cars aren't coming in. I would, you know, then you get a de facto trade war out of that, wouldn't you?
It seemed to me you would.
But her idea is right, and at least within the bounds of what we can do it, right? I mean, isn't that an answer here? If the border crisis is such that the Customs and Border Patrol is saying we're at a breaking point, isn't that something we ought to think about?
Perhaps, Scott, but I don't know how that stops illegal crossing, because it's sort of like saying gun control would stop shootings. We have an illegal crossing problem. So if Mexico's not dealing with the problem, then of course, that can be an incentive for them to deal better with the problem. It's similar to the caller just before the break, referencing the Zero Hedge article about, you know, Mexico's economy is starting to take a hit from the fact that it's no longer a net exporter, but suddenly has become an importer of oil. It has to do with a specific oil field in Mexico and, of course, other things. But the warning being that we could have a tsunami, I think is what he quoted that story as saying. From Zero Hedge, because this is why, by the way, this is why the world economies and neighbors economies and stuff matter. It's not quite as simple as saying America first means we only look out for the United States of America. Sometimes looking out for the United States of America is helping other countries be successful, much like it'd be better if Central America had better economy. So while you remove on our end the pull, the attraction for people to come to the United States, and I think that means dealing with, frankly, a lot of our employers and things too, that willingly and gleefully even hire illegal workers, but all you right. Also have to deal with the push on the other side.
We're going to go into lightning round here because I'd like to get to Joe and Hazleton, Dina and Watford City, and Shane and Pierre. You're next up, Joe. Quick question is what?
Yeah, there's no question, Scott or Senator. I just got a correspondence yesterday from Marianne Karski. She's got the Pro Life Across America baby billboard.
Yeah,
and there's something in it that was if it wasn't so sad and serious, it would be hilarious. But I don't know if you guys know that the legislator in Virginia that sponsored the abortion infanticide bill, 2491,
mm-hmm.
It removes all protective laws regarding preborn baby, also sponsored a bill, 2495, to protect the cankerworm from deadly pesticides.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
You can't make it up. Joe, thanks for that. Dina, Watford City, go.
Hi, yes, sir. I am an oil and gas inspector, worked in and out of North Dakota for about 10 years now. And there is a very large illegal immigration problem right over here in the oil and gas pipeline industry that I think North Dakotans should clean up.
Well, that's where we need ICE. That's where we need the enforcement mechanisms to...
Yeah, 90% of the people that I work with here, 10 years ago it wasn't like this. I worked for Enbridge and Minot and worked all over the state, did the DAPA line. And this particular job, I've been here since January, we have probably 4 people that can speak English.
Well, it doesn't mean they're the only
immigrants,
right? Yeah, and the only indicator, but something worth looking in for ICE. Thank you, Dina, very much. All right, well, we're out of time, folks. Shane and Peel, we're going to put you first next week if you call in first for Senator Kramer. There's a new song that's hitting the charts. I don't know if you heard this one, Senator Kramer.
Trump, Russian, definitely collusion.
Trump, Russia, possible collusion.
Trump, Russian.
We're thinking about making that our new theme song, so I don't know. We're going to work on that. Have a good week. All right, Senator Kevin Kramer. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.